Kamala Harris praises youths for wearing masks at Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards. By David Ng on March 14, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris appeared on Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards Saturday, using the occasion to promote mask wearing and tout the Biden administration's efforts to restart in-person learning at public schools. Kamala Harris received the 2021 Generation Change Award, which was presented by actress Jennifer Garner. In a taped message, Harris praised young leaders for wearing masks. "Thank you to the young leaders for being so incredible, and for all that you do and will do," she said. "From social distancing, to remote learning, you've been through a lot this year. But through it all, you young leaders have really stepped up. You've worn your masks. You've helped out your neighbors. You've been role models in your community." Watch below. Harris, describing how inspired she was, added, "You know, when I was young, my mother used to say, 'Kamala, don't just sit around and complain about things. Do something about it.' Well, you are doing something. You are creating a better future and you inspire me and President Biden every day. We are so grateful for you, and we want you to know that we're doing everything we can to make sure all of our students and our young leaders can get back to school and back with your friends, and be safe and thrive. Thank you for stepping up. You make us and your country so proud." This year's Kids' Choice Awards also honored Wonder Woman 1984 as the best movie of the year and Netflix's Alexa and Katie as the best kids show. Pop stars Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber took home awards, as did sports figures LeBron James and Simone Biles. In a Thursday address, President Joe Biden promised further guidance on what you can and cannot do once fully vaccinated from the Chinese coronavirus, telling Americans they might be able to have a cookout and a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. Biden informed the American people he would only allow for 4th of July celebrations if we do our part, and cautioned, "That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be able to get together." During the event, Biden also threatened to reinstate restrictions if his rules were not followed. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.